This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with Jason Wyatt, who's the Technical Marketing Manager for AudioCodes. Jason, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, no, you're welcome. Please join me, Doug.
So today's topic is going to be about AudioCodes and Teams, Microsoft Teams, and a number of topics related to Teams. So first of all, Jason, I think everybody or most of our listeners know who AudioCodes is, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about AudioCodes and Teams.
Okay, so AudioCodes has been working with Microsoft for well over a decade now, and it really the relationship stems back to OCS, and then working from sort of OCS through to Link, and then of course onto Skype for Business, and now Microsoft Teams. And throughout all of those kind of transitions with Microsoft and their unified communications solution, AudioCodes is been alongside Microsoft and providing infrastructure solutions, software solutions, and endpoint devices. More recently, we've bolstered that with sort of professional services and managed services to complement our partners even further. So we've had a long-standing relationship with Microsoft, and we see that, you know, growing and getting stronger as time moves on, you know, with their intelligent communication solutions.
And what is Jason Wyatt and Teams? What's that relationship like?
Okay, so quite interestingly for me, I've come from an IT background. I've been doing IT solutions for about the last 25 years. And in that time, you know, I've transitioned and sort of crossed over into the sort of telecom world, certainly when Microsoft first introduced OCS. And from there, you know, I've been able to do this whole kind of crossover piece with IT and telecoms with Link, Skype for Business, and now Microsoft Teams. I guess I really got my teeth into unified communications with Skype for Business, and had huge success with a number of large organizations where I was a solution consultant and a solution architect. So it kind of, you know, made sense to, you know, follow that through with Microsoft Teams.
So let's dive into our topic a little bit. So can you explain to me what Microsoft Teams and Direct Routing, what's that all about?
Okay, so what we'll probably need to do is take a step back before we jump in and talk about just the direct routing element. If we look at Skype for Business, when Microsoft deployed or launched Skype for Business, there was two options available. You could have on-premise or you could have Skype for Business online. The downside with Skype for Business online was that you were very restricted by the fact that you had to buy a Microsoft calling plan, and Microsoft didn't have existence in all of their locations, all of their data centers. So there was also a limitation on geographic telephone number ranges. Later on with Skype for Business Online, there was this, you were able then to buy a product called Cloud Connector Edition, which in essence was just an appliance which would sit on premise. It's a scaled down version of Skype for Business deployment. But what that then allowed you to do was to use your existing PSTN and your existing SIP connectivity. It wasn't a great solution because it kind of was very clunky in the way that it worked. So when Microsoft launched Teams, they actually contacted AudioCodes at a very early stage and said that, you know, this is the plans for Microsoft Teams. This is going to be our single pane of glass. This is how we want it to function. But this time, rather than making it quite prescriptive and saying you're going to use one of our calling plans, we want to open it up. So this is where kind of direct routing came from. Now, you know, direct routing in its kind of simplest form is a form of mediation. It works from an appliance, either physical or virtual. It can work either on premises or it can work from the cloud. And basically, it's an interface between your existing telephony, whether that's SIP or PSTN services, and Microsoft Teams. You know, there are also, you know, a huge number of other benefits with having an SBC. And again, I sort of talk about an SBC and it's, you know, like everybody knows what it is, but an SBC is a session border controller. You know, if you wanted to look at that physically, it would look like a router. And like I said, when you have it as an appliance, it, you can sit in Microsoft Azure or any other kind of data center. But that can also sit in between lots of different disparate systems. So if you've got a telephone system from Mitel, or you've got an Avaya or Alcatel-Lucent, you know, an SBC can sit between all of those things as well as Microsoft Teams and bring the whole system, the whole kind of ecosystem together. So it kind of acts as a kind of, if you like, a glue to your whole kind of telecoms solution. And the direct routing piece sits between the session border controller and Microsoft Teams.
So, Jason, could you explain to us what we're talking about when we say calling plans versus, say, direct routing?
Okay. Now, when you buy your Microsoft licensing, you get a number of options. Microsoft Teams comes with a lot of those options. So if you have an E1 subscription, you have Microsoft Teams. If you have an E3 or E5, you have Microsoft Teams as well. The difference being that if you buy an E1 or an E3, you have to buy a Microsoft phone system on top, and that's an additional cost. If you've got an E5 subscription, you then have Microsoft phone system included. Now, Microsoft phone system is the PBX element to the telephony. With all of the Microsoft subscriptions, you would need to buy a calling plan. Now, you know, calling plans, they can be quite cost prohibitive, especially if you're a huge organization, a large enterprise, you know, because they're priced at per user per month. There are different levels of calling plans, but all users would need to be on the same calling plan if they were to share the minutes between those calling plans. You know, you buy them as either with local, national, international minutes. And, you know, like a mobile phone contract, once you've used those minutes, that's it. You know, you can no longer make any calls. You have to then sort of top up again. And that can cause its own issues as well. I think for very small organizations, a calling plan perhaps would work very well. And I'm talking, you know, anywhere from sort of 50 to maybe, you know, 100 or a couple hundred users. Now, if you've got your own telco provider, you're buying a call bundle from them with lines and minutes, it's more than likely that you're going to be getting a much better deal than if you bought a Microsoft calling plan. Because typically, a lot of these large telco providers will say, okay, if you buy X number of lines from us, we will give you X number of minutes completely free, or the other way around. You know, there's so many different options out there with the different telephony providers. So it can actually work out a lot more cost effective to say, hey, well, you know, we love Microsoft Teams. We want to use Microsoft Teams for our calling features. We want to use it for our communications. But, you know, we're on a great solution with another provider. And, you know, we want to remain with that provider, all of our numbers with that provider. So what do? And this is where direct routing comes into play. You know, with audio codes, you'd need obviously a session border controller. You'd need direct routing added on top of that. And direct routing comes with a one-off license cost to add that onto the session border controller. And then you can utilize your existing lines and minutes into Microsoft Teams. So in essence, those are your two options. You've got either a calling plan, which you buy through Microsoft, which can be, like I said, be quite cost prohibitive. It's charged per user per month on a prepaid basis. Or you've got the direct routing, where you can have a session border controller with the direct routing mediation license on top of that, and use your existing lines and minutes from your existing telco provider.
So, Jason, could you then compare or tell us what the benefits are of going on-prem versus cloud?
Okay, so what you'll find with a lot of organizations, they've got let's break this down to a couple of areas, first of all. Let's talk about the thing about migration. You know, you've got 5,000 users all on premises, and you want to move all of those people into Microsoft Teams. You know, to move those users in one go, it's just not going to happen. Okay, not with a lot of systems breaking. So one of the great options is to say, okay, we're going to put a physical session border controller on premises, and we're going to set up Microsoft direct routing between the session border controller and Microsoft Teams. And now, you know, that's all become now part of your on-premises infrastructure. And you can then move users, you know, by department, by team, by group, whatever, in a very managed way. Okay. So that there's not this big bang and a big interruption to, you know, your service. Now, let's just look at it one area, which is migration. One big area, I'd say, that would be the advantage of remaining on-premises is if you've got third-party integrations. Now, a lot of organizations have invested heavily in CRM contact center solutions. It's just two examples. And these are still going to need integration. Now, you know, Microsoft made some announcements very, very recently. I'm talking in the last day or so about contact center integrations, but a lot of organizations maybe won't have contact center solutions with the vendors which have been approved by Microsoft at these kind of early stages. So they may still need to have, you know, that on-premises integration to those type solutions. Clearly, you know, when things do move on and contact center solutions move into the cloud, or, you know, more contact center vendors have those integrations into Microsoft Teams, then you can kind of look at the cloud options. Now, you know, if you're an organization that doesn't have those legacy integrations or third-party considerations, then there are a number of options available to you. If you're already hosting with a provider and you've got a cloud environment, then, you know, you can have a virtual SBC running on a virtualized, you know, Hyper-V or VMware environment. Or alternatively, you can just go to Microsoft Azure and, you know, open up an Azure account, search for audio codes, and you'll see a number of our software solutions and appliances which are available to you from Microsoft Azure. And literally, it's a next finish. And hey, you know, you've got an SBC set up within Microsoft Azure, which then you can add your SIP lines into and connect into your Office 365 account for direct routing. So, you know, it really depends on, you know, when you're looking at the whole solution holistically and how you want to do things. You know, certainly the migration element, that's just one piece of the puzzle. And, you know, you could actually have an SBC sitting on premises and one sitting in Azure, as an example. And, you know, once all the users are migrated across, then you could just switch down or turn off your on-premises environment and just run everything from the cloud. But it, like I said, it just really does depend on those sort of, you know, the third-party integrations that you'd need within your organization.
So, Jason, how does this all fit into a larger framework that Audio Codes envisions for its customers?
Okay, so direct routing is just one very small element of what I would term our infrastructure solutions. Audio Codes has what we call the One Voice. One Voice is the overarching product set that we offer to our partners to, you know, they can then deliver out to their customers. This typically, it falls into four pillars. If we looked at firstly the infrastructure solutions, which would be session border controllers with direct routing, analog gateways, and, you know, the devices that you would use within your infrastructure, that would be one pillar. And the second pillar would be management solutions. And again, we talked a little bit about Azure previously, but from Azure, you can have the user management pack, which is full user management and a migration tool. And it also allows you to manage your voice policies and templates, and also negates the need to have highly skilled PowerShell expertise within your organization. And brings back the kind of administration role of managing your Microsoft Intelligent Communications into more of a sort of first line engineering type role. We've also got One Voice Operations Center, And One Voice Operations Center is a phenomenal monitoring and reporting tool, which will help deliver out the quality of experience that customers are looking for with a true sort of end-to-end. Because a session border controller sits in the middle of a call, if you've got an application which actually will tell you the call quality with the SIP lines or the PSTN lines either side of that session border controller, that's far more information that you're going to receive if you're just looking at the monitoring reporting tools which are built into Microsoft Unified Communications. On top of that, we've got our device manager, which can monitor all of your IP phone estates, plus a number of sort of headset devices from leading manufacturers. So all of these sort of form our management solutions. We then have our endpoint devices, they range the 400 series of IP phones, which range from a very, very simple, what we call the 405 HD, which is more of a sort of common area phone, right through to the Microsoft Teams device, which is the C450, which is a native Teams client device. Of course, we've got our huddle room solutions, which are built around our HD450 IP phone with the attached speakerphone. And then lastly, this is aimed purely to complement our partners, we have our professional services, managed services. So it allows our partners to say, hey, I want to be able to do this solution for my customer, but I don't really feel I've got the skill set in-house, so how can I do this? And then we can say, well, that's okay, we can provide you with an audio codes engineer, and we can complement what you're doing and help you to deliver out this solution. And sure, you can pick up the skills as you go along and you can get qualified as you go along. These services can range from, providing that initial kind of consultative approach and that information gathering when it comes to kind of organizational awareness, network readiness assessments and those kind of things, right through to deployment. And then once the system's deployed, it's providing the managed services to our partner base that they can then provide, a full managed solution for the telephony that they're providing to their customers.
Well, Jason, I want to thank you for giving us a big overview of audio codes and Teams and how a lot of this fits in, and also some of the options that are out there, and indeed some of the opportunities that are out there for the channel as well. Where can we learn more?
Okay, Doug, well, first of all, yep, thank you ever so much for listening to me today. I know I do tend to go on a little bit. If your readers, your subscribers want to look at this in slow time, they can go to the Audio Codes website, www.audiocodes.com. Everything kind of we've discussed today, there are white papers available. There's lots of documentation up there to help them understand, more about direct routing, more about our session border controllers, indeed more about One Voice and the complete sort of portfolio and suite of products that we do. And that's all it takes is just literally go to the AudioCodes website and there's a whole plethora of information there that can be consumed.
Well, again, thank you. And we look forward to doing more podcasts on this very interesting topic. I'm sure we'll be doing them soon.